There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah, we are halfway home on a, what day is it? Wednesday. Good Lord. Holy cow. Ben Woods, 97.3 The Fan, having a blast. Having a blast watching this team. Being with our people out at Petco Park, out of Baja Ricks yesterday. That was a great, great show. Again, thanks to Dave Roberts for the content, because we had nothing. Literally nothing until that came down yesterday. So always good for a soundbite or two is Dave, and it was fantastic, and we desperately needed it. So
in my mind, for the month of October, there are no weekdays, there are no weekends.
No.
There are simply game days.
Yeah.
And off days.
Yes, exactly right.
And that's how everything is now categorized until the baseball playoffs are over.
Yeah, no question. Got a message in the chat from Michael Kant, K-A-N-T, who I assume is Adam Klug's burner. It says, I hope the roundtable continues after the season is over. Even if it's once a month, it's the best segment on the station.
I hear that from a lot of people, Woods.
I do, too. I do have fun doing the roundtable.
It is the thing. Yeah, I always enjoy the roundtable.
Always. I always have a fun time.
Maybe if it just wasn't right after our four-hour show Thursday.
I don't get, you know, being in the morning chair, you don't get to see a lot of the other people on the station. It's always great when Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. It's great, always great to see Annie and Craig and LO as well. So Adam says no roundtable during the off season. Oh, okay. Well, I would have done it, just so you know.
By the way, thanks to everybody who showed up at Baja Ricks yesterday for all of our live broadcasts. We had a ton of people in the morning. It sounded completely off the hook as they got closer to game time yesterday through Annie and Elston's show, and then the Gwynn and Chris program in the afternoon. And again, thanks to Baja Rick for being such a great host each of the last two Tuesdays. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do it again at some point before the postseason is over.
Do you realize that I think, Paulie, have you noticed this for a week straight in every show he has said the phrase, off the hook?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? It's a new Ben, it's a new old Ben Higgins catchphrase.
Hey, cool kids, how you doing?
Everything's off the hook.
I'm a hep cat.
You are a hep cat.
Petco Park, off the hook.
Petco Park was off the hook.
Padres
last
are playing.
Would you rather
off the hook?
The chain, would that be better? What's more modern lingo at this point?
My son, who's six, has started saying a few things around the house that he's obviously picked up from school. I don't know what they mean. Skibbity.
Skibbity.
He says it all the time.
Sounds good.
He also says Sigma, which sounds like Ligma, which is code for something. But I don't know what any
Sigma
of this...
Sigma is a Greek letter.
It is.
Yeah.
But he's been saying this stuff all the time. He also said, you're sus. He's six.
I learned sus recently.
So I don't know what any of it means. Already at 6 years old, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting old, but what does this stuff mean? If anyone knows, please let me know.
Remember when we were growing up, and words like cool and awesome
were just radical
entering the lexicon for the first time. Probably like you, those were long established by the time you were in school.
Yes.
But like when people were saying, oh, that's cool. That was like new for us at some point. Awesome. That was very like 80s.
When awesome.
People called something that was awesome.
Dope.
Yeah, sus means suspicious. Yeah. I get that. But what does skibbity mean? Bo's running around the house doing the gritty.
It has something to do with TikTok and videos.
He doesn't watch TikTok. He's 6 years old.
Okay, well, kids at school watch TikTok.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're a sixth graders. They go, K through six.
You hear a sixth grader say something that you've never heard before. You're like, well, that's cool.
Adam says his kids constantly say sus. It drives him crazy. You're sus, Dad. Stupid. That was us when we were kids, though. You know, doing the same thing.
It's good that they can identify and be skeptical of things.
What does skibbity mean?
It's a skibbity toilet. I don't know anything about it.
A skibbity toilet?
I saw that yesterday online, too, and I didn't know what it meant. A skibbity toilet. I have no idea.
Skibbity means dumb.
It's a web series on YouTube, videos and shorts.
This is an educational program.
It really is.
That's for sure.
Well, I want to make sure it's not... He's
dumb
not
dumb or stupid, says Vinny.
Okay, I want to make sure he's not doing anything or saying anything that's going to get him in any trouble. That kid literally gritties around the whole house. Everywhere he goes, Bo, go brush your teeth. Hits the gritty, walk into the bathroom. I'm like, this is it. He's like a little preteen, but he's only 6 years
old. So I guess these kids, they're beyond millennials now. Yeti says they're called Generation Alpha.
Oh, that's what they are?
I didn't know that. Or maybe Generation A1FA if you're at San Diego State,
that's
possibly.
Right.
Is that skibbity toilet in our YouTube chat?
From the videos.
Weird.
Skibbity.
What in the world?
You always feel like I'm not going to be that person who loses touch with what's cool.
I'm gone. I am so far gone.
Everyone does. There's just no way to keep up with the newest and the latest.
The trends and I just
into your 40s and 50s. It's impossible.
Yeah. All right. Well, skibbity toilet. He doesn't say skibbity toilet though. He just says skibbity.
No, they always shorten things until
I guess
just absolutely.
It's too many.
Yeah. Confusing.
Too many vowels.
Yeah, too many vowels. Skibbity. All right. Well, skibbity, everyone.
So
happy skibbity to you.
Happy skibbity to you.
We got four games today, actually. All four series continue today in both the National League and American League playoffs. After days off, the ALDS resumes. First game is at 12:08 today. The Guardians sending Alex Cobb to the mound against the Detroit Tigers. So the Tigers are in actually pretty good spot because Tarek Skubal, who was the game two winner, can come back in game five on normal rest. So if the Tigers can just get one of the two at home, they know that they've got their ace and a chance in game five, even if it's on the road. So I think if you're a Detroit fan, you're looking like, I like the spot that we're in. If you're a Guardians fan, do you really, even with home field advantage, do you really want to have to face Skubal in a game five? You don't.
You don't.
So you feel like you got to sweep these next two games at Comerica Park for your best chance to win the series. And it's not easy to go on the road and win both. I mean, you're mostly trying to usually split when you go on the road for two games in a playoff series. So
we got four games today?
Yeah, I got four games today. Then the second game is Phillies-Mets at 2:08 on FS1. The Mets with a chance to clinch that series, now up 2-1. They won 7-2 yesterday. Pete Alonso went deep, of course, saved their season with his ninth inning home run in game three of the wild card series against the Brewers. He went deep in the second inning. Padres villain, if you want to like to use the phrase villain, Jesse Winker hit an absolute
annihilated
a baseball into the upper deck at Citi Field in the fourth inning. And former Padres Sean Manaea pitched seven more really, really good innings, allowing just one earned run as the Mets beat the Phillies 7-2 to push the Phillies to the brink of elimination. So you got the Phillies, who are clearly the best team in the first half of the season, and the Dodgers, who had the best record overall for the entire season, now both one game from being eliminated in the division series, and once again, starting that entire narrative about, well, those teams with the bye and the week off, you know, this doesn't seem to be conducive to, you know, helping them advance through the playoffs, and we'll have to sort through all the hot takes when it comes to maybe just the fact that they're just not as good or as hot right now they're facing in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really cool little part of the story about Sean Manaea yesterday. He lost his aunt before the game, so he was pitching with a heavy heart, pitched his tail off, watched that game. I know how we all feel about Sean Manaea. It was really unfortunate what happened here. I hated it. I was so mad after, but this is pretty interesting. This is kind of the beauty of baseball. So check this out. So in the fifth inning, he strikes out Edmundo Sosa on a changeup. And catcher Francisco Alvarez said that was nasty. And from his perspective, as he was catching, he goes, good God, that was nasty. I'm gonna call more of these. And Manaea says, okay. So they're throwing it to left-handers. So he surprised Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper with a pitch. The two had reason not to suspect it. In 19 starts, since dropping his arm slot, Manaea had thrown just one single changeup to a left-handed hitter. And then he fooled those guys. And again, you're up there. You know his repertoire. Remember what we talked about a couple of months ago when Robert Suarez was going through his troubles. We talked to Eno Saris, and I asked him, kind of half-joking, is there a chance he's playing rope-a-dope right now? Obviously, you want to get out. So you don't want to ever give up home runs and blow saves and things like that. But obviously, there's been a concerted effort to incorporate the changeup a little bit more. How great is that to have a weapon that really nobody's seen and no one expects you to throw in the biggest moments of the season? You know, blowing a game in September or July or August, yeah, that sucks, man. I thought I could get him out with my fastball. I didn't. Having the ability, like Sean Manaea and Robert Suarez, to say, well, here's a little wrinkle for you that you weren't expecting. Is there anything worse when you're playing baseball and a guy is throwing two pitches and then all of a sudden you come up for your second time and he breaks off a slider or a splitty or something that you hadn't seen and nobody else had seen? It's confounding. So the fact that these guys are able to do it in those high-pressure situations, those games, I mean, and it worked for him. I thought it was a really cool, brilliant little nugget.
Yeah, I didn't see that. What was the overall Suarez in terms of his pitch breakdown?
I don't know.
That great changeup to Muncy.
He threw some changeups.
Yeah, yeah. But he did also throw.
He had
a bunch of balls above 100.
Yep.
So it wasn't like he wasn't still relying on the fastball. He was, and he was clocking it up. His fastest pitch was 101.3, which was the fastest of the game. He threw another one at 100.9. Kopech had one at 100.5. as well. So that extra adrenaline in the playoffs is absolutely...
It's a thing.
Absolutely real, and it is a thing. So that's the second game is Phillies, Mets. That's Ranger Suarez and Jose Quintana. And then the third game at 4:08. So they're kind of all going to be overlapping. Every 2 hours, there's another first pitch. Is going to be the Yankees at Royals. And that series, of course, also tied at a game apiece. Clark Schmidt for the Yankees, and Seth Lugo, the former Padre, on the mound for the Royals, maybe the second-best pitcher in the American League this year, behind Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Royals are thinking, I would say this is a matchup where you go, I like our chances. We're back at home in front of that crowd. We can take a 2-1 series lead and push the Yankees to the brink of elimination today with a win.
Yeah. Who's on the bump for the Yankees?
Schmidt.
Oh, Clark Schmidt. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those days where I love having a family, but this is one of those days I'd like to lock myself in my room for about 12 hours and do nothing but watch playoff baseball. I don't think it's going to be allowed, but I can dream. One can dream. We're nothing without our dreams.
That's interesting, the overlapping, like, two-hour staggered start time. So, obviously, most of those games will still be seventh, eighth inning by the time the next game starts.
Yeah.
So, you kind of are going to have to just constantly cycle through the action today with all four games underway.
I was nervous last night because the first game was at 2:08, also on FS1. I'm like, what if this game goes long? Where are they putting the Padres?
They move it to some weird station,
yeah,
right?
True TV
until the thing starts. But holy cow, man. What a game last night. What a win. And now, you know, again, on the brink of eliminating the Dodgers today with Dylan Cease on the bump against Landon Knack. And
I don't know. Has that been confirmed? They have
I thought it was.
No.
He said it was a bullpen day.
Dave Roberts said it was a bullpen day.
That's right.
And that doesn't mean that Nat can't start and go a couple of innings.
Maybe it goes the other way.
Made it sound like it would probably be someone else, but he did not announce who it would be starting that game.
So you got Arise, Tatis. You got Arise, Tatis, Profar. So, you know, a lefty, a righty, the switch hitter. Don't know what that means, who that would be out of the pen for them. I know that he used Banda for more than one inning last night. I gotta imagine if you're the Dodgers, everybody's available. And I think Schilte, I heard him on Sammy Levitt's brilliant postgame last night. Schilte also said, no, everyone's good. We're good. We're going to be fine. Everyone's available. Like, somebody asked him the question, hey, so you used Tanner Scott tonight. Is he going to be available? Like, yeah, he threw 8 pitches. He'll be ready to go tomorrow. And you can rest assured who he'll be facing tonight if need be.
Until it proven otherwise.
Correct. Keep rolling it out there.
He's your Shohei Ohtani kryptonite for now. So
my dude is nasty.
I mean, best case scenario, hopefully you only have to get him out maybe one more time.
Correct.
For Tanner Scott, and then move on to something else. So we will talk about the pitching matchup. And Cease coming back on 3 days rest as well. That is coming up. Plus Brett Boone as we continue our Big League Wednesday. Booney will join us coming up at 8:35. You do not want to go anywhere. It is Ben and Woods. We're in the middle of October and a playoff run. There's nothing like it in San Diego on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Woods did have some injuries we're keeping an eye on both sides in this National League Division Series, and a new one last night. I was obviously concerned, I'm sure, like other Padres fans, in the eighth inning when Manny Machado took a swing and obviously came up in some sort of pain. Manny after making an out, went to the dugout and was seen getting some ministrations by the trainers.
Yeah, what was it? His knee?
He said it was his calf, and it was a cramp.
Really?
Just
okay.
Just like Xander Bogaerts, who cramped up a couple of days ago, was able to go in the lineup, of course, yesterday. But that's a couple of cramping issues for the Padres in the last two games.
Get some pickle juice in these boys. ASAP, man. Just guzzle pickle juice. You'll be fine. I watched him on that swing, and Hannah and I, it happened right in front of us. And he walked over, and he was doing the thing where he was trying to put pressure. I thought it was on his knee. No, because he's had knee surgery.
It looked like a knee.
That's what I thought. But then you said were they grinding on his calf in the
dugout?
Yeah,
and then he was interviewed, I think, by Fox after the game, and he said, yeah, just a cramp, not anything to be overly concerned about.
He's not, unless something is dangling from him, you are not going to see that man.
So similar to Xander, if you're going to deal with an injury, that's, you don't want to deal with anything, but cramps are probably on the smaller end of the skip. They hurt a lot. I mean, I've had them too. They are not fun, but in terms of lingering effects, it's not going to be as bad as, I don't know, say like a torn groin muscle.
The thoughts that were racing through my head. Again, I trust Robert Suarez to get those outs, and he was fresh and ready to go, and he was great. But I thought to myself, what do you do? Is it Tyler Wade at third? Is it Donovan Solano at third? I have no idea. And I waited and I waited. Crony's out there getting his warm-up throws. Xander's out there getting his warm-ups. Manny hasn't come out yet. And then I saw him run out, and I thought, that's his Kirk Gibson moment, as Joe Davis would say. Yeah, like Willis Reed running out for the three more outs. Just fantastic. So hopefully he's okay. Like I said, get some pickle juice in you. You'll be good. Make sure you're hydrated for tonight. No more cramps.
The more serious at the moment, at least current injury concerns belong to the Dodgers, who had to remove Miguel Rojas from the game. Their starting shortstop he has been dealing with, I guess, a tear in his, the adductor groin kind of muscle. And obviously it popped up during that Padres rally in the second inning. They didn't take him out. Dave Roberts went out and checked on him. They did not take him out at the time, but then did ultimately end up removing him from the game. I think they moved Edmund into shortstop. He's been bouncing back well for them. That was a good pickup at the trade deadline.
Very good.
In center field and shortstop for them. As you mentioned, they put in Pajes into the game instead of Kike Hernandez, who has come through for them in the clutch a lot. Chris Taylor hasn't seen much action in this series.
Night.
I think he came in at the end of game one as a defensive replacement. But, the Dodgers have been sticking with their normal starters. Now, Freddie Freeman, as you saw, aggravated the ankle injury that he's playing through. And while he was heralded in game one for his amazing stolen base, and look at Freddie, playing hurt and running on that stolen base, it's definitely bothering him. And when he got pulled off the bag and had to jump for that double play and landed on that ankle, once again, it looks like this is something that, unless he just stops playing, which doesn't look like he's going to, is just going to keep getting worse and worse until the season is over. So you definitely want to keep a close eye on Freddie Freeman today as well. I would imagine he's going to be in the lineup with Dodgers season on the line. I doubt you can keep him out of the lineup, but he's not 100% either. And the Dodgers also made a roster change yesterday. They put Michael Grove on their basically injured list. They took him off. This had to be approved by Major League Baseball. When you make a change, they want to make sure that there's a legitimate injury. So the MLB medical director, Dr. Green, gave the sign-off that Michael Grove could be dropped from the roster, and then they added a right-handed pitcher by the name of Ben Kasparius, who I don't remember seeing during the regular season and did not pitch, but is available now for the rest of this series for the Dodgers. But Michael Grove cannot come back until at least the World Series. He's now out for this series and the next series as well because he was removed from the roster.
Yeah, and you wonder if the same type of deal will go on, if there's anybody that's feeling some nagging injuries on the Padres, like an Alec Jacob or something like that, where you just may not need him, and he's hurt. He hurt his knee maybe.
But Dr. Green's got to make sure that that's documented. They can't just say someone's hurt. Dr. Green has his say-so.
All right, you be Dr. Green, and I'll be Alec Jacob.
All right, so Alec, how's the knee feeling?
Oh, it's my neck.
Oh, it's your neck.
Yeah.
How's your neck feeling?
Stiff.
Stiff neck.
Oh,
huh?
Can barely lift my head.
Have you gotten any x-rays on that? Can I see you?
No, it's muscular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it just... watch. Look.
What happens when I...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oof. I tried, lubed it up, was some icy hot. It just... I can't... Watch this stuff. Look. I can't... Look at that.
I've had that before where you can only turn one way. You can't turn the other way. It is so
probably
awful.
Just talking about it.
Probably gonna, they're probably going to need... Probably going to need to replace me on the roster. I mean, come on. How serious and how detailed is are these moves there at the end of the series?
So, I mean, they do have, as we mentioned, Sean Reynolds, who threw a simulated game the other day that they could activate if they needed another arm. Maybe they're just getting them ready for potentially an NLCS. If the playoffs do continue for the Padres, he would be an option going forward. But, that's the... quite extensive injury update on this series so far, and definitely something that the both teams are worried about, but I'd say the Dodgers are in more dire straits when it comes to their health at this point.
And I'm beyond nervous for tonight. I got like kind of an angel and a devil on the shoulder thing. I'm a little bit confident and a lot of bit nervous for tonight, but man, the Padres are sure positioned well with their pitching and their health for what we hope they can get accomplished.
Yeah, I thought 6-1 last night I was going to be able to put my feet up and kick back and just have a great time and, grab my wife's butt from time to time.
I'm not predicting a stress-free night. That's
No, it will not be stress-free.
So are you doing a TV hit coming up here?
Yes,
all right. Woodsy's going to check out for a second to do television.
Mr.
We'll take
TV
a quick timeout. And hopefully he comes back the same time Brett Boone joins us in our next segment as we continue our Big League Wednesday. Always great to get Booney's perspective every week, and he will be with us when we come back with more Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Unlike some people, I think it's a great idea when one of our hosts appears on television. I encourage it as much as possible. It's good promotion. Gets our brand out there. That's what Woods is doing right now. It's also what I do at least five nights a week. Yet, for some reason, I don't feel like Woods shares that sentiment and wishes I was actually on television less. But he's on TV right now doing his thing. He will be back momentarily. We got Brett Boone on the line, though, and we will chat with Booney here on a Big League Wednesday right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. We are joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And Woodsy's currently outside doing some TV on Channel 51. Booney, he'll
he's
be back.
Time.
Yeah, he's big time. He'll be back in a second. I want to ask you, though, as a former big leaguer who's participated in many big games, I've got to imagine, like in February, you're more than happy being retired and letting those guys go through, 6 weeks of spring training. Do you miss it, though? This time of the year, when you see big games like last night, Padres and Dodgers in a full stadium, is this when you kind of miss it the most?
I think, yeah, I don't think it ever goes away. I mean, get rid of the physical and I'd be out there right now if I could still do it. But, we get old and it's a young man's game. But, yeah, without a doubt, this time of the year is, I was fortunate enough to play in a few of these and twice in postseason in Yankee Stadium, which I think is the ultimate place for this. But I'll tell you what, I'm watching Petco. It's pretty electric right now. You watch the games in Philly, they're unbelievable. San Diego has just turned into probably the biggest arena right now. I'm seeing, from what I'm seeing from San Diego right now, that's about as raucous and as fun an atmosphere to play I think I've seen in a while. Philly a year ago, it was that Arizona went in and upset them. But this time of year, there's nothing like it. And, moving on series after series, it's pretty awesome. So, yes, long answer, I do miss it.
It's incredible, Booney. I mean, I think The Athletic ranked the best atmosphere, playoff atmospheres among the eight remaining teams, and they said San Diego, Petco Park was number one, then Citizens Bank Park, and then I think you found that the New York teams, and then the Dodgers, and then the Royals, and I think the Tigers came in eighth. But, you know, I grew up here going to watch games, you know, watched you when you played for the Padres, and it was never like this. You always dreamed that maybe someday you get something close to this, but I, even in my wildest dreams as a Padres fan, I don't think I ever pictured this. It's so incredible to enjoy that atmosphere at Petco Park. It's amazing.
Well, it's a great stadium, first and foremost, but I think something in the last 3 or 4 years, it's been kind of building. And the first formula to any city and having that type of atmosphere is success. Building a team that people get excited about. I think the Padres obviously went into the coffers and spent a lot of money, and you've got some star type players that people want to come out and watch. I think it starts with that, and then you blend together what they put together, what they've done this year, the type of season they put together, the guys on that roster, the way they're playing now, the went out at the trade deadline and just bolstered that bullpen to make it that power bullpen. And, you know, it helps that it's the Dodgers. And the Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants, they've been kind of the built-in rivalry for years and years. And I'll tell you what now, it's changing a little bit. And now it's become an LA-San Diego. And it's pretty cool when you can get that rivalry and not the forced rivalry. You know, we used to – when I was with the Mariners, the Mariners are always looking for a rival. You know, and they tried to force us to be the San Diego Padres, and it just wasn't like that. I'd say in my time in Seattle was more of the Oakland A's. In that American League West in the early 2000s was the dominant division, and we had some good rivalries there. But this is kind of like they don't like each other, which is kind of cool. It makes for good theater. It's kind of rivaling that Yankee Boston from the early 2000s, the late 90s. And as a player, you know, it gets heated. Obviously, we've seen in these last few games some questionable things going on. But that fires up the fans even more, and it just makes for a pretty electric atmosphere. I think it's pretty awesome.
As a player, it gets heated. So isn't it the manager's job to maybe turn that down a little bit? And what Dave Roberts did in turning up the heat on Manny, we've been talking about it for the last 2 days. And, you know, the accusation that Manny was throwing a baseball at him, and then the response from the national media that Woods was just talking about on television as he comes back and joins us right now. As a player, did that disturb you or shock you at all, that what the Dodgers and Dave Roberts did?
I saw the first clip, and I saw the ball bouncing. Okay, you've got to go back to, and it's tough for me because I was flying, I was catching pieces of the game. And it was tough for me because I always don't jump to conclusions. You know, people want to say, oh, he drilled him on purpose. Da, da, da. Okay. The Flaherty punch out of Manny, when he punched him out and then started screaming at him going back, there had to be something going on there, something behind the scenes that we don't know. That's not normal for you to punch out a hitter. Manny didn't look at him. He just struck out and went back. Next thing you know, there's just heated F-bombs coming out of Flaherty's mouth. So that's pissing Manny off right there. If I'm a hitter and that happens, all right, I've got a problem with it now. Then I saw him throw the ball into the dugout, but I didn't see Manny throw it. I just saw the way it trickled in. And I thought with everything going on in the game and Profar pulling the deep to Betts, I just thought, all right, this is Manny's way of just kind of checking him. He's not trying to hurt anybody, and I don't think Manny's trying to hurt anybody with the ball. But I thought he was just kind of checking him, like just getting his attention. But then I saw it from the other camera. Manny threw it in pretty hard. I mean, he flung it in pretty hard.
Did you think?
That was towards me.
I thought he kind of skipped it. The second angle I saw, I was like, oh, that's nothing. The first one, I was like, eh, whatever. The second one, I was like, oh, it's really nothing.
When it got to the dugout, oh, it had no – No, there was no here's what I'm saying. I would never go after, unless a manager had a personal thing with me. If I've got a problem with a player, no holds barred.
Right.
Do whatever you want. But when it comes to the skipper, unless the skipper physically did something to you, I'm never going to go there. If we're out in a fight and the skipper throws a punch at me, well, then you're a player now.
You just became a player.
But I'll tell you, you know, Manny's kind of been controversial his whole career.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of found a place to rub people wrong and kind of done some shady things. You know, I love Manny Machado. I think he's a great player. But look at his history. He does some shady stuff on that field. He always has.
Yeah, we've been talking about this.
We've been talking about this like crazy. Like,
I'll tell you what, if some of the things that's happened in Manny's career and I'm on the opposing team, I got a big problem.
Of course.
And I'm just saying from history. I'm just saying from history.
But ancient
history.
And
it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to go beyond the field. You handle stuff on the field. You know, when you get those heated arguments, and, oh, I'll meet you outside, I'll meet you after the game. Okay. Yeah,
Does that ever happen?
Never.
Meeting? No, there is no meeting.
Because I know that it was
Adames.
It was Adames and Winker, and Adames was like, it was the exact same situation.
He literally was waiting in the parking lot.
I will see you outside, and he actually went to the parking lot to wait.
I think stuff like that's happened, but nothing's ever come to fruition from it.
And you're talking about reputation, right? And again, like we did a piece where Rosenthal wrote about Bryce Harper. Right? Bryce Harper has absolutely charged the mound. Bryce Harper has thrown a helmet at a player. The perceptions of Bryce Harper are different than the perceptions of Manny Machado. And you know what? You can read into that. And why should they be?
Because Manny's done some things that Bryce Harper, in the moment, he threw the helmet, but he threw it away from him. He didn't try to hit him.
Well, Manny lightly clipped Jesus Aguilar's foot, and people thought that he took a bat to him.
That's not a lightly clip.
Harper's own teammate choked him out in the dugout.
Yes.
Huh?
Papelbon.
I can charge the mound as long as you know me and you are going mano a mano. There's no holds barred there. That's no problem with it. You step on a guy's foot on the way down the line.
Step.
When he's in the middle of a play. To me, that's a different level.
All right. I mean, look, like I said, people have their perceptions. I see it different.
I'm just telling you the perception that players have.
Sure, I get it.
Players have a different, whether we like it or not, and he's our guy, and he's a Padre. Whether you like it or not, the reputations of Harper amongst the players and Manny Machado is different.
I think
that's just the way it is.
And you'd know more than we would, but, you know, the perception lately has been switching. Like Trevor Plouffe went on his show with Chris Rose and was talking about how respected Manny is among players these days. And back then, when he was 21, hell yeah, he threw that bat. Hell yeah, he charged the mound. It's different.
I don't mind charging the mound. You can charge the mound all you want.
Yeah.
I have no disrespect. As long as we know where we're at as players, if we get in a fight on the field, you're not going to lose respect from me. You do it in a dirty way, you're going to get a reputation.
But like you said,
you square up.
Like you said,
nobody's going to have a problem with you. And I think players do. I'm not piling on Manny right now. I'm just telling you the way it is. And the fact that Manny's got that reputation, without a doubt, he's respected. He's a great player.
Well, you're wearing it in our chat right now, which is fine. You're certainly entitled to your opinion, and you've earned that with your status. But I also see players go, and when they get to third base with Manny, they look up to Manny. I mean, you know, I feel like he's a very well-respected and liked player around the league. He's not sus, as the kids say nowadays.
Don't sus me. My kid was sus me the other day.
I got it.
I know what it means.
I know. We were talking about it earlier. But I don't get the sense that Manny has that general reputation. Yeah, he's got a bit of a history, as many other players like Bryce Harper do. But I look at Manny as someone who truly is someone who we don't even understand. Players respect his work ethic and what he's done and how
Merrill,
he plays the game.
Yeah, Merrill loves him. You know?
Well, I think you know, we're conflating it. Manny the player, he's trending towards a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
This guy's a great player. What he's done in the game, absolutely he's got the respect on that field. But your past is always going to be your past. Things you've done in the past, they're going to stay with you. Now, I'm not going to – I can tell you what the reputation is amongst players. That being said, I'm not on the ground. I'm not in that clubhouse right now with this current crop of players.
That's fair.
Talk to players that have retired recently, play older players in the game. They have an opinion. So I'm not going to sit here and say I know all just because I was a player in the big leagues for a long time. That doesn't mean I know everything. I'm just saying the perception I get from people I've talked to through the years. And yes, I think he's a different guy now than he was when he was 22 years old.
No doubt.
Without a doubt.
No doubt.
He's grown up. He's matured. And he's a great player. And I have no problem with Manny Machado whatsoever. I'm just saying this is the way it is. And it's not.
Well,
people truly look at Bryce Harper and Manny Machado in a different light. Both well respected, but they do look at them different.
Yeah, and there's no question. And again,
but I don't know that they should.
That's kind of the underlying thing here is I don't know that they necessarily should all the time. And but anyway, as far as the psychological move that Dave
I'll
Roberts
tell you what,
employed,
it's brilliant.
That, it was terrible. You thought it was no the psychological move that Dave did, taking that, running it to Major League Baseball, I thought was really the wrong move on his part.
It's kind of a little ticky tacky. It's like, come on,
let's
get it going. I think what the Padres have done. I mean, I was hearing somebody explain it last night, and I kind of agree. It's like the Dodgers have been the big brother for a long time, and all of a sudden, these Padres and the way not only because I think they're the best team in the postseason, but the way they've played, they've got under the skin of these Dodgers. You can see it in the interviews. It's like. Right now, they're beating the Dodgers in the mental game.
No doubt,
it's like Dodgers are kind of scared of the Padres, and they kind of flip the script on them. Which I think psychologically, playing this game, man, when you get between the lines, it's let's get it, and it doesn't matter the animosity. It's almost like they kind of don't like each other now, but at the same time, the Padres have the upper hand. I think as an athlete. There's no better position to be in. Respect the players, respect the game. But if you've got another team really genuinely not liking you and you kind of having their getting their goat and getting under their skin, man, there's nothing better than that from a team aspect. I've been on teams like that. I've been on teams where the other team kind of had the mental edge over that. It's not a good feeling to have. I think right now the Padres have that. It's a pretty cool thing to watch.
It is.
And I watch Cease coming back now. I think he's coming back on 3 days rest.
Yep.
And the Dodgers are undecided. I mean, I don't know who they're going to go with. I'm looking at this matchup. It's like you went through Flaherty, Yamamoto, for the Dodgers. And where are you going to go? Where are you going to go today? Where are you going to go tonight? You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this matchup. And I don't think Cease pitched his best last time out. But him taking the ball tonight, 3 days rest, kind of old school. I love it. This Padre team. I mean, and I watched that game last night, and it just goes like the script was played out. You get a great pitch game from King, and you hand it to that bullpen, and it's just like 1-2-3, and they end up beating him. I thought it was pretty cool the way they jumped on him early. Kind of got some bad breaks with Buehler early in the game.
Took advantage.
6-1.
Took
and
advantage.
It's 6-1, but the way the Dodgers came right back and made it 6-5 was awesome. But then the Padres pitched in their bullpen the way it's set up. They finished it the way they're supposed to. It's pretty awesome series. I'm looking at all these series. I mean, who the hell thought the Kansas City Royals were going to be threatening the Yankees in the second round, the Tigers in Cleveland? I think that Cleveland team's really good. Mets beating the Phillies?
Insane.
Mets weren't supposed to be in the postseason. And they're sticking it to the Phillies. They're 2-1 right now. They just find a way.
Oof.
I think this postseason's been awesome, and
I think
that's the reason there's so much excitement out there.
Booney, we are out of time. Appreciate you. This will go down as your most controversial appearance on our show.
It is, for sure. Because Ben, I feel bad because you always say, "Hey, Booney, they're really being nice to you in the chat."
I pity your social media mentions later today, man. You might just want to stay.
Let's go play
stay
golf,
off of Twitter
Booney.
For a little
it's
bit.
Fine. Hey, listen,
have a good one, man.
They'll get over it.
Back, Manny. Let's just—it is what it is.
Love you, buddy. Be well.
You know, a little conflict is sometimes good for the soul. We will.
Can all be glazing in here.
We will react to that and get a run of the report when we come back here. Sorry, everybody. On 97.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!